Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moeb community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and an honor and a ton of fun, I might add. I enjoy it. Hopefully you enjoy it too. And as important as enjoying it, hopefully you're getting some great value from it, things that can help you actually propel your business forward. Because listen, success is all about attitude. And if you approach things with the right attitude, nothing can stop you. And this is not some fuzzy platitude, all right? I want to be clear on this. This isn't some rah-rah motivational message. This is the truth about success. Now, I've been coaching people for a long time, entrepreneurs, executives, athletes, and what I have come to know about success is this: attitude is everything. You got to have a great game plan. You got to have the focus and the execution. But if all of that stuff's in place, you could have the perfect game plan. You could have the perfect thing. You could have all the resources lined up, all the money, all the support in the world. But if the attitude doesn't match, none of it works. On the contrary, on the converse to that, if you don't have the money, if you don't have the resources, if the plan isn't in place, if the team isn't there, but you got a great attitude, you have the right attitude, all of that stuff will follow. It's a little bit like I talked about yesterday with that quote by Basil King. Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. That's what I'm talking about. It's an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of a winner. The attitude of service, the attitude of opportunity, the attitude of ownership. These are all important if you want to be an entrepreneur. Think about that. Let's go back. An attitude of gratitude. Now, I'm not just talking about saying, oh, man, thankful, I'm so grateful. I'm talking about truly, authentically feeling grateful. You may have heard me tell this story before, the story I'm about to tell. And if you followed me on this podcast or my other podcast before, I've told this story many times. But for those of you who are new, as a Navy pilot, I was coming up through flight school, and it was my lifelong dream, to be a Navy pilot. And I had been rejected so many times by the Navy just to get in that this time I'd finally got accepted to go was a big deal. And U.S. Navy flight school has a high attrition rate, like 82%, at least when I went through, it was about 82% washed out. They just didn't graduate. They couldn't cut it. It was so competitive, so difficult to make it, that 82% didn't make it. And I remember sitting there one day. I was flying a training flight. I'm in the training aircraft, so I'm up in the front seat. My instructor's in the back seat. And he's sitting back there, and he's got this big grin on his face. And we're flying down the coastline of Texas. We're going to go do some, yanking and banking and doing all this kind of stuff. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous as heck because my friends that I've known for a long time that went to the Naval Academy and MIT and Stanford, all these big schools, they're dropping out of flight school because they can't handle it. And this is my lifetime dream, the dream I've had since I was a kid, the dream that most people, teachers, coaches, friends, close family members said I would never achieve, told me I wasn't good enough, I wasn't smart enough. The Navy turned me down 6 times, and yet here I was. I finally earned my slot to get into flight school. And I'm thinking, man, all these people are dropping out. Who am I to succeed at this? And I'm so nervous, I'm so focused on the wrong stuff, and I have this attitude, not of a winner, but I have an attitude of somebody who's like, oh man, what happens if I don't make it? And then the guy said something that changed everything. From the back seat of the training aircraft, the instructor says, it's too bad you're getting graded on this, because you're missing out on how freaking cool it is. It's too bad that we were getting graded, meaning everything we did, they graded us. From the way we walked to the airplane, to the way we did the pre-flight walk around, to the way we briefed the flight, to how we executed the flight. And if you screwed up too many times, you were out of there. That was it. End of the road. And his point is, it's too bad there's so much emphasis on that, that you miss the bigger picture. You miss the blessing of what it means to not just hopefully someday graduate from flight school, but to be here in flight school. So many people, thousands, tens of, maybe hundreds of thousands of people want the job, but they don't even qualify to make it in. I was one of those people. I missed it out. I got rejected 6 times. It was on the seventh application that I actually got accepted to flight school. And there was no way on earth and no way in hell that I was going to allow that opportunity to vaporize. when he told me those words, it's too bad you're getting graded on this because you're missing out on how friggin' cool this is, that's when I had that decision to make. A moment of gratitude to even be sitting in that seat, to even have that stress on my shoulders, because that stress meant that I had made it into flight school and I had earned the right to feel it. You got to have the same attitude about your business. If you're stressed out about your business, if you're thinking to yourself, man, this is hard, have some gratitude for the fact that you're feeling that. Because there's a lot of people right now that would kill to be in your position. They don't have the guts. They don't have the resources. They just can't make the decision. For whatever reason, they're not taking the path to build their own business. But you are. Have some gratitude for that. Have some gratitude for yourself for having the courage to go do it. Have some gratitude for yourself for having the wherewithal to stay in the game. But it's not just gratitude. You got to have the attitude of a winner. The Navy SEALs have a great quote. It pays to be a winner. Because their training is even worse than flight school. And you get punished in the worst ways possible for being slow, for being the last person. When you're the winner, you get to eat in training, right? I mean, once you make it through Navy SEAL training, they don't treat you like an animal. But Navy SEAL training is hard. You do push-ups, sit-ups, you do all kinds of horrible things, and you do it in the worst weather. You haven't slept, you haven't eaten in days. And they're just, you know, they're running you through the cycle to see what you're made of, to see if you can take it. And their attitude is the attitude of a winner. It pays to be a winner. And see, here's the beautiful part about it. It's not about winning for the sake of winning, right? It's not about the end result. It's not about getting the cookie or the trophy or the acknowledgement. It's about pushing yourself to be the best you can be on a daily basis. For winning, the term winning means something different to all of us. Maybe winning means you showed up today. That's a win. Maybe you got through that workout, that painful, hard workout. You left it all on the floor. And now here you are, one workout in the bag. That's being a winner. Maybe it means that you picked up that phone call, made the phone call to ask for the sale. You got the phone slammed in your ear, rejected hard. You're still a winner. Just because you didn't close the sale does not make you a loser. It means you got up today and you did what 95% of people won't do. They won't even pick up the phone. They'll make every excuse. Hey, I don't do phone sales. Phone sales isn't for me. Phone sales is for whatever, whatever. They'll make all the excuses in the world, but you showed up. You did the work that's required to build your business. That income-producing activity that so many people reject because they want it to be automatic, they want it to be easy, they want it done for them, but not you. You are working your tail off to make it happen. You got to have the attitude of service. It's not about us. It's about what we could do for other people. Our calling is to help people. That's what entrepreneurs do. We're solution providers. We're leaders. We help people get from where they are to where they want to be via the vehicle that we have, and that's our business. When people reach out to me to coach them or to work with them in their business, I know it's my duty to help them. Now, can you get paid really well for your service? Yes, absolutely. You can and you should. Nothing wrong with that. But the flip side to it is, when you do get paid really well, you damn sure better deliver great service. That's the beautiful part about it. It's built-in integrity. It's built-in accountability. Now, you got to have personal integrity. You got to have personal accountability in order to succeed at it, right? But that goes back to the attitude of being a winner and having the attitude of service. The attitude that you're here to help other people will carry you further than any slick marketing, any amazing way to get great click-through rates or conversion rates. All that stuff is window dressing compared to the single most important thing, and that's having the attitude of being of service to other people. Not being a servant, not being a doormat for them to walk on and rub their feet on. Being of service means being valuable. People pay for value. Having the attitude of opportunity. What that means is you're constantly on the lookout, left and right. Your head is on a swivel. Not because you're a shiny object seeker. No, no. You're focused on building this thing. But you know that opportunity is around the corner. Always somebody looking for your help. Always somebody that could possibly be that person that you can work with and help. That's a powerful attitude to have, an attitude of opportunity where you believe that anything is possible. No, you got to really believe it, though. I'm not talking about some woo-woo, feel-good type message. I'm talking about a true belief that opportunity is all around you. Feel free to write this down. This is my personal quote. This is my personal philosophy that I live by. It's written in my book, Flight Plan to Success. If you haven't seen it, go grab it for free at flywithjt.com. You can download a complimentary copy of it for a limited time still. Flywithjt.com. In my book, I say, you have everything you need to accomplish anything you want. That quote right there is my personal quote, and it is completely about the attitude of opportunity. It's believing that you have everything in your life right now. Now, you've got to be creative sometimes, right? You may have to ask deep questions. You may have to ask again and again and again. You may have to be very creative, more creative than you've ever been. But everything you need right now is inside your world. You got to ask for help. You got to seek it out. You got to know what you want to accomplish anything you want, whatever it is you want to accomplish. It may not be on your timeline. It may not be under the, you know, particular expectations that you have right now. But if you really want to achieve something, you really want to achieve something. Not something that's just like, oh, I'm going to prove JT wrong. Okay, I want to land on Mars by the end of the afternoon. I'm talking about something that you really want. Everything you need to accomplish anything you want is in your life right now. And that's the attitude of opportunity. But then you also have to have the attitude of ownership. You got to own it. They're all important, but you got to own it. It's more than passion, my friends. All right? It's not being passionate is not enough. That's nice. It's nice to have. You got to be passionate, but it's more than that. It's more than just belief. You got to believe for sure. And it's more than commitment. It's devotion. Like, devotion is a higher level of commitment. It's not just about pounding our chest and saying, here I am 7 days a week. It's about really owning it. It's about being the business, owning your brand, having your personality all over it, spreading your personality over everything you do, more than just your website, more than just your logo and all the other stuff that everybody seems to dwell on and obsess over. It's about the culture you build. You carry it around like a tattoo on you. It's part of your DNA. Your business is who you are. It's not something you turn on and turn off. When I talk to people, when I'm outside of my, quote, normal business hours, when I'm coaching my daughter's lacrosse team, when I'm hanging out with my friends or having a good time, when I'm away from my business, I'm still in my business. I still own it. I walk the walk as much as I talk the talk. And that's the same for you. You have to create a culture where it's your own vibe, your own language, your own values and beliefs, not some parrot. You're not parroting somebody else. You're not trying to duplicate some other guru that you watch all the time. You're trying to be the best version of yourself and put your spin on things. It's got to be a part of who you are. That's what I'm talking about being a true business owner. Like, there's a difference between signing up for a, quote, program. There's a difference between becoming a franchisee. Hey, I'm a franchisee, so therefore I'm a business owner. No, you're not a business owner in the truest sense of the word. Legally on paper, you own the business. But do you really own it? Or does it own you? If you've created a culture of a language of value, belief, you know, who you are at your core, and you bring that, then that's what happens. Here's another part that's interesting. What do you do with people that we call, quote, haters, the detractors, the people that aren't necessarily on your side? What do? You embrace them. Then you move on. Give them a chance to be loudmouth. Give them a chance to say what they got to say, and then move on. Too many people resist promoting themselves and fully owning their business out of fear of judgment or scorn from a few people who matters, who cares. Right? These people that we call haters, they're going to, you know, tell you that you're wrong, tell you you're crazy. Who cares what they think? Those people do not pay your bills. Those people do not help you feed your family, do the things that you want, that you came here to do, build your dream. So don't obsess over them. The great Andy Jenkins, one of my favorite marketers, says, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. I think that's important. You got to speak your passion, and your fans are going to follow you, all right? Because if you try to please everyone, you're going to end up totally watering down your passion. You're going to totally water it down. You're going to come off being like a second-rate version of yourself, which is the saddest thing ever. So don't worry about those people. And don't focus on them. Focus on the right people. Be you. Let the rest of it take care of itself. Listen, if you're quiet and reserved, I get it. You can be quiet and reserved. If you're loud and boisterous, that's cool too. The point is this, is to be authentic. As I said yesterday, be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid, right? So you got to go bigger. You got to be more prolific with your business. You got to be authentic. You got to own it. You got to believe in yourself. You got to realize this is mine. This is what I'm here to do. I owe it not just to myself, but I owe it to the people who are out there seeking a solution, and I am the beacon for them, the beacon of hope, the voice of reason, finally somebody who understands them, and they will follow you. That's a very powerful place to be in life, my friend, but you got to own it. The question is, will you? My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.